So today, we're actually going to be talking about something which is a little bit minyan of the Yom. It has to do with the Sfiras HaOmer. We've learned in Misha Meisa, we learned a couple of different halachos that have to do with brachos. You know, there are a number of different kinds of brachos. There's Birch Sanenin, it's a bracha that you make before you consume something. There's Birch HaMitzvos, which is a bracha that you make when you before you do a mitzvah, and there's Birchas HaShevach or Birchas HaTefillah, brachos that you make like a Shechianu or something like that. That's a separate kind of a bracha. In Birchas HaMitzvos, there are two different kinds of Birchas HaMitzvos. There's one kind of Birchas HaMitzvah where you have a mitzvah, let's say, to do Lulav HaEsrog, and then you have a bracha that you make on it. The bracha is separate from the mitzvah. The other type of bracha you have, which is, I'm not sure if it's called the Birchas HaMitzvah, but it should be, where the bracha itself is the mitzvah. And that's actually the prototype of bracha in the Torah. The prototype of bracha in the Torah is Birchas HaMazon. It's a mitzvah deraisa. You're not making a bracha on a mitzvah. The bracha itself is the mitzvah. Those distinctions are going to be important in the course of understanding Rav Yoh and Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. That is the topic of the handouts that I gave you. We learned a halacha in Misha Meso that Safek Omar Emes Yatsiv. The person is not sure whether or not it's Emes Yatsiv, so he has to say it over again. Why does he have to say it over again? So the Gemara is there saying that the reason is because the Gemara is learning that the mitzvah of Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is the mitzvah deraisa, and you fulfill it what? You fulfill it through saying Emes Yatsiv. And therefore, if you're not sure if you said Emes Yatsiv is what? It's a bracha. If you're not sure if you said Emes Yatsiv, you have to say Emes Yatsiv over again. Normally, we say by Birchas HaMitzvah, where it's a bracha on a mitzvah, that if you're not sure whether or not you did the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah deraisa, you have to do the mitzvah over again. But you don't say the bracha over again, because the bracha itself is Rabbanan, and also because of the concern of Lo Sisa. Over here, however, there are some Rishonim who say, though, that if it's a mitzvah deraisa, it's actually my host Rishonim, we pass it that way, but there are some Rishonim who hold that if you have to do the mitzvah over again, because it's a mitzvah, it's a deraisa, and so the deraisa l'chumra, so if you have to do the mitzvah over again, you have to make the bracha over again, too. We don't happen to pass it that way. But by Emes V'yatsiv, the Gemara says that if you're not sure whether or not you said Emes V'yatsiv, so you have to say it over again. Why? Because it's fulfillment of a mitzvah deraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what you end up doing is saying the bracha over again over there. Even though the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you don't have to, it's not the deraisa to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim through a bracha. You could do it by saying, Anoch Hashem Elokeich Mesher Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. But since that's the way you're fulfilling the mitzvah, through you saying this bracha, and that was the takana to do it that way, so therefore, if you're not sure if you fulfill the mitzvah right, so you say the bracha over again, and there's no concern about, we don't say it's Sefer Drabonu Kula, we don't say it's a problem of Sisa. That's important. It's a bracha. The bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael.
Oh, that's the end. That's the very end. Right.
It's a bracha.
No, but that's what you meant. Just a little piece for the end.
That's the beginning. That's the beginning of an extended bracha. The psicha is missing because the bracha is smuchel
chavetah. Right. Okay.
So that's sort of one introductory piece that you need to know in order to understand this. The other introductory piece you need to know is a Gemara, which I'm just going to tell you very quickly. It's also a Gemara in brachos. On Daf Yudei, the Gemara says that if a person has beer in his hand, not got kasa the shichra in his hand, his beer in his hand, and he thinks it's wine, and he starts off by saying a bracha on the birchanenen, obviously, by saying a bracha thinking that he's got wine in his hand, and then he realizes by the end of the bracha that he has beer in his hand, it's a different bracha, obviously. So the question as to whether or not you yotzei that bracha or not. Do you go after the beginning of the bracha or the end of the bracha?
He said the correct bracha.
He said the correct bracha, yes. So the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't resolve this, and the Gemara says that since it's only the Rabbanon, so you yotzei. Okay, so it's left unresolved, that question. All right, that's that. Now, just to the topic of what the handouts are about, it's about the similar kind of a case where a person is doing Sfiras HaOmer, and the person thinks at the beginning of the time he says the bracha that is one day, and the end of the time of the bracha he thinks it's another day. So the question is, what's the halacha here? And that's what I gave you over here. It's all based on a Rav Yoh, an Avi Ezri. And you have it here, the Torah brings down the Rav Yoh, the Beis Yosef explains the Rav Yoh. The Beis Yosef says, we don't hold like the Rav Yoh because of a certain reason, and therefore you'll see with Shulchan Aruch, how we pass on Shulchan Aruch. The bomb question on the Rav Yoh and the Shulchan Aruch that's expressed in the Mishnah Berurah, the Teretz of the Taz, and then finally, the Bir Agra, which is going to, I'm not sure if you get it so clearly from the Bir Agra, I hope you will, that a whole different understanding of what type of a bracha is the bracha that you make on Sfiras HaOmer. And I'll leave it at that. It'll give you time to actually do it.
So strictly the handout, no Gemara.
There's no real Gemara. You said you have to know the Gemara on the days, plus of the Shikra, just